If you want an easy way to create, set up and manage a website, then Snap Pages might be what you're looking for. Whether it's a site that you want to create, it could be about a trip you're taking and you want to be able to get all the information for it in a single place, to be able to show it off to parents and then keep it updated with the information they and the students will need. Or whether it's something that you want the students to set up, maybe it's a project that they're working on. And rather providing the feedback in the traditional presentation style or media poster, maybe creating a website because Snap Pages is so easy is within their capability. Whatever the case, you'll need to sign up first of all and the account. You get plenty enough to be a functionality. You get a gigabyte of storage free, which is really good. You get the capability to produce 5 customized pages, which for the majority of what student yourself want to be able to do is probably enough. And creating the web pages is incredibly straightforward. It's mainly dragging and dropping elements. So if you want to put text on a page, you drag a text box across and drop it on. If you want to put an image on, you drag an image box across and drop it on. You can move it around on the page and change its position very easily just by dragging and dropping. There's lots of themes available and they're all customizable. So you can change color setups, you can change fonts, you can change the imagery that's used. You can even change the images themselves that are used within the themes and on the site, because there's a basic image editor encompassed within the website creation tool. So you can change the look and feel of the images. You can give them frames, you can change the hue and the contrast and obviously size and all that. That's all easily doable with Snap Pages. You can use Snap Pages to produce a blog site, though I'm not quite sure why you'd want to do that instead of a typical blogging platform. Although the functionality and features of Snap Pages means that it might actually be easier creating the blog this way, just because of that drag and drop. You can also incorporate calendars. And as I said earlier on, if you're working with a site to produce information for parents for a trip that you're taking, that calendar feature might be useful. There's a certain degree of privacy settings that you can use in order to determine what's visible and to whom. So that might be useful, particularly as far as students are concerned when they're creating things. You can also, there are lots of widgets that you can include, things like contact forms. And again, that might be useful with your trip. You can include embedded videos and lots of different functionality can be added by using those widgets. So that's Snap Pages.